This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, September 28. Stumbling toward the kingdom. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. In my first year of teaching, I had a high school student who refused to hand in any work unless it was perfect. She was a bright and dedicated student, but she failed the course because so much work was not handed in. I sat down with her and her mother, and we discussed her paralyzing perfectionism. Then we made arrangements for her to retake the course as an independent study, and she passed with flying colors. It can be easy for us to fall into a similar perfectionism in following Jesus. A voice within us can convince us that if we're not following Jesus perfectly, we're sinning. We need to die to tendencies like that because we will continue to struggle with sin even though we're already saved through Jesus' sacrifice for us. We have to trust that God will continue to work in us, even though we aren't always sure how to do what God is leading us to do. For example, my wife and I help with a refugee resettlement ministry, and we've been excited and honored to meet amazing people from all over the world. But we work at this with some fear and trembling, because we're not experts, and we keep learning about different cultures and intercultural sensitivity. Even so, as we stumble our way into new relationships, our new friends have always received us with grace and gratitude. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for walking with stumblers like us. Steady our fear and trembling, and work through us to bring your love to others. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.